It's KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. As we were just discussing, Amazon is everywhere, as you know, in Seattle. Now Amazon wants to come closer inside your house.
With Amazon Key, you can get your packages delivered just inside your door. You can track your delivery with real-time notifications, watch the delivery happening live, or review a video of the delivery after it's complete.
This would happen if you buy a special lock and a security camera from Amazon. Washington Post opinion columnist Christine Emba calls this idea Silicon Valley at its most out of touch. And you don't even have to be in Silicon Valley, apparently. Christine, welcome to KUOW.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Why is Amazon out of touch with this?
I think that you can tell that something is a little bit off with this idea when you look at the reaction that Amazon Key has gotten from kind of anyone who's seen it. But I actually think that it's out of touch in a larger sense. It's sort of representative of this Silicon Valley philosophy that a lot of these companies have, which really misunderstands sort of the hierarchy of human goods, you know, what things matter to people and how much. It assumes that convenience, you know, the convenience of having the delivery person let themselves in and leave the package inside your door, outweighs kind of anything else. And that's not really the case.
I saw you write that some of these convenience service ideas are, quote, things that I, a 25-year-old man, wish that I could still get my mother to do for me.
Yes, I did. I think that's something that's kind of common in a lot of these new apps and inventions that are coming out, right? It's like, oh, well, somebody will shop for your groceries and create a receipt or a recipe and then send it directly to you. Or a robot will deliver your food by hand. Or there's an app for somebody to do your laundry for you. There are all these conveniences that, you know, most people could do themselves, but don't want to.
Well, why should I want to? I love conveniences.
So that's also a good question. I think that there are some conveniences that are great. I mean, I also love convenience. I can be as lazy as anyone else. But some of them are kind of downright dehumanizing. So I'm thinking of, you know, these things that, for example, actually I talked about the proposal for Bodega, the sort of personal vending machine that was supposed to put mom and pop shops out of business. That was floated, you know, a couple of weeks ago and promptly sunk. It's convenient, I guess, to be able to go and get your necessaries from a vending machine, but you never actually get to talk to any other people. Actually, it turns out a lot of humans value, you know, being able to walk down the street to interact with, you know, a mom and pop store owner, to come in contact with the diversity of their neighborhood or to build community with the people around them. It's convenient, but so it's not really good for us.
You think the bodega idea was sunk because people said, no, I want more walking and and talking to strangers who are store owners. That's what people like?
So I don't think that's, well, I think the uproar was first caused by how kind of obviously and terribly they stated their product. You know, they kind of said, we plan to put mom and pop shops out of business, which just sounds mean.
Yeah.
And then they were kind of taking over the idea of the bodega from, you know, that's a specific term. It's used kind of in specific cultures to denote a certain thing. And they basically just tried to gentrify it out of existence. And people reacted to that. But I do think that there's something about the idea of community and neighborhood institutions that people actually still really value. And that's what they were trying to get rid of.
I'm trying to figure out how much I value that interaction, because I can think of both circumstances where I have a pleasant chat with a store employee who I have, especially if I have seen them before. And I really do like that. And I like to banter with people. And then on the other hand, there really are times when I just want to be in that automated checkout line because I don't want to have that same, lighthearted small talk. I don't want to do it. Am I a bad human?
Not at all. You're totally right. Actually, in my piece, I talk about, you know, going to the self-checkout counter because I don't really enjoy making eye contact with a judgmental cashier when I'm, you know, like buying 5 pounds of candy. But the thing about, you know, living in a kind of frictionless world where you don't interact with anyone is that it's frictionless, but you're also not touching anyone, which sounds kind of weird, but bear with me. You know, there's something about interacting with other people that, you know, builds solidarity. You know, it helps kind of form the person you are, and you do build relationships, which I think we're beginning to realize are really important to human happiness. And obviously that's your friends and family and that sort of thing. But yes, the people who, you know, live and work around you every day count, and you want to make sure that they still exist in some way in your life.
So is your skepticism about this Amazon Key idea more about your enjoying a quick small talk exchange with a person who drops off a package, or is it more about, I don't want to let a stranger into my house, even if I do have a camera on them?
Yeah, great question. So I think that the idea of interacting with others is an important one, but Amazon Key is kind of horrifying to me for a sort of different reason. You know, going back to the idea of, you know, the human hierarchy of goods, what we value and what we don't. Again, Amazon Key thinks that we value convenience really highly, but I actually don't value convenience over, you know, my safety or my right to privacy or my general ability not to let strangers into my home when I'm not there. So I find Key more frightening just because it's creepy and it is unsafe, or at least it feels so to me.
Well, first of all, in fairness, there's also the not wanting my package to be stolen or rained on. But meanwhile, we do give up a lot of information to companies, and we're basically saying we trust them, even if we don't. You know, we may not say we trust them, but we demonstrate it every day by giving personal information. Are you sure we won't just get used to the idea that, yeah, I trust Amazon with a lot, including letting people in and out of my house? It goes fine.
Yeah, totally. One of the things I think was startling about Amazon Key and why there's so much talk about it is that it makes it really obvious how much control we're giving over to Amazon, the company. Like you're letting a human into the place that you live, someone you don't know. And that's just kind of more eye-opening and surprising than the idea of, oh, I'm carrying around this smartphone, which, yeah, is maybe tracking my location, but I'm not thinking about it. Mm. Or, you know, I'm talking to Alexa, which is listening to me, but doesn't seem that obvious. This is really in your face or in your house. But it also does seem like something that we could very easily get used to, in the same way that we've gotten used to many other inventions that seemed kind of ridiculous in the first instance.
You mentioned Airbnb.
Yeah, Airbnb is the one that I think of the most often because it's a really weird product. It's a really weird idea. Like, oh, I'm going to leave my house and invite strangers to come in and, like, have sex in my bed while I'm gone. That's pretty weird, and yet we're all doing it now.
That was vivid. I hadn't seen that in the advertising copy for Airbnb, but I suppose that is a feature of Homeshare. Christine Emba, it's been great to talk with you about Amazon Key and so much more. Christine writes for the Washington Post opinion section. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening to today's episode of The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. Talk to you tomorrow.